Is President Obama's mandate that all Americans buy health insurance constitutional? Well, we're going to find out. Today, the Supreme Court said it will take up that question in the spring and spent a lot of time on it, 5.5 hours for oral arguments, a modern record, according to the news site SCOTUS blog. Adam Liptak is Supreme Court correspondent for the New York Times. Adam, the court's also going to take up the aspect of the Affordable Care Act that's an expansion of the federal and state shared program Medicaid. Florida and other states have taken that to courts. They haven't had any wins, but this mandate that all Americans buy insurance, how has that fared in the lower courts?
There have been 4 federal appeals court decisions, and only one of them has struck it down. So on the whole, the Obama administration has done fairly well. 2 courts have explicitly upheld it. One of them thought it was premature to decide the question.
Okay, well, and what does each side say as to the constitutionality? How do they hold?
Well, so the question is, there's a list of things that Congress can do in the Constitution. One of them is to regulate commerce. The other is to levy taxes. The administration says that this is squarely within those congressional grants of power. And the opponents say no, that actually forcing you to buy something is a new, novel, and therefore unconstitutional idea. A lot of the argument of challengers is this has never been done before in the 220 years that we've been a nation. And if the federal government can force you to buy health insurance, why can't it force you to buy a car or broccoli?
Or broccoli. That's one of the famous lines from the lower courts. It was a judge in the D.C. court said, exactly, who asked the administration, well, if you can buy health insurance, can you also require Americans to buy broccoli? But just remind us, why is this not like car insurance, which you're required to have?
Well, the administration argues that health care and health care insurance is a unique marketplace. We almost, all of us, will almost inevitably need to do it. And deciding not to buy health insurance today and throwing yourself on the mercy of a hospital when you have a heart attack and show up at the emergency room essentially means that you and I are subsidizing the person who decides to do that, which the administration says requires making sure that everybody participates in this stream of commerce where we will almost, all of us, have some reason to get health care in our lives.
Which is sort of the thinking about car insurance. But so this extraordinary...
Well, it's probably the case that not everybody drives.
Yeah, so that's the argument against that thinking.
Yeah.
But this extraordinary 5.5 hours. So first of all, what's the breakdown of time and what does that tell you?
So we have 2 hours on the mandate, 90 minutes on whether, if the mandate falls, how much else of the law has to fall. An hour on the Medicaid point you talked about, and an hour on an interesting question about whether it's too early to decide whether under a different federal law we might have to wait until April 15 of 2015 when the first person files their tax return and becomes subject to the penalty. But 5.5 hours, I must say, from a reporter's perspective, is cruel and unusual punishment.
That's
a long argument, yeah.
Right. But you know, to that point of the debate over whether or not the rest of the law must fall if the mandate falls, can the Health Care Act work without the mandate? Because the law also requires companies to cover everyone and not raise rates on people with pre-existing conditions. And it's thought that as the law works here in Massachusetts, that that's all paid for by the mandate.
It's very hard. It's a very big law. It's got lots and lots of pieces to it, and not every piece would have to fall. But the pieces you mentioned are very hard to make work without forcing healthy people into the system to subsidize the rest of it. So if you just put this burden on insurance companies that they have to take people, they can't pay attention to pre-existing conditions, but you don't force everyone into the pool, it becomes very hard to administer.
Well, and Adam, just the minute we have, the decision could come by this summer. That's right in the run-up to the presidential election. The Obama administration say they welcome this. In fact, they had an opportunity to delay by challenging one of the lower court decisions. They didn't. Why would they welcome this that some say is going to be as big as Bush v. Gore?
It's a big decision. They seem confident that they're going to win. We'll see if that's right. It's also the case that the agencies they represent really need an answer now, because it's getting this up on its feet is such a huge enterprise, and leaving it uncertain for a year or two more is just very hard as a practical matter.
Adam Liptak, Supreme Court correspondent for the New York Times. Again, the Supreme Court today announcing it will take up the debate over the president's health care law. Adam, thanks so much.
My pleasure.